Well, folks, you know what sound that is. What does that mean, Yesenia?
That means you're tuned into Everything Under the Sun every Thursday at 4.
That's Sopra Sun's weekly radio half hour, 29 minutes.
That's right. That's right. And I am your host, James Steinler, and those lovely voices just belong to
Gus Richardson
and Yesenia Benavides.
Our two co-hosts here, right, on Everything Under the Sun. Again, yes, the Sopra Sun's weekly radio program on the best radio station in the side of the Mississippi. No, the best radio station in the world, KDNK. And I'm sure you've heard, as we expect you've been listening throughout the day, KDNK is in the midst of their fall membership drive. So if you are not already, I urge you to become a member. You can go to kdnk.org. You could also call the station at 970-963-0139. Well, we have a special show for you all today. We're going to be previewing giving a little bit of a post view as well as a preview for the upcoming sessions for for Activating Heart-Centered Communication, which is led by Talia Starwood, and it takes place at the Third Street Center. There's three more sessions coming up, and it highlights nonviolent communication, which is certainly something that I feel like the world can use more of. So without further ado, we will welcome our guests, Talia Starwood. How are you, Talia?
Having me.
We feel so lucky to have you here in the studio. So thank you so much. And then we also have Rita Marsh of the Center of Human Flourishing. Rita, could you tell us how you're involved with Talia's project?
Oh, thanks, James. It's a real pleasure to be here today and being accompanied by these young folks here in the studio. The Center for Human Flourishing was formerly Davi Nakent and founded in 2003, officially changed the name 3 years ago to reflect that we are hosting programming that will promote human flourishing. That means having balance, mind, body, spirit, and learning that the pathway to health is within, a journey within, and it also is from the ground up. The food we eat, the land it comes from, the water that feeds it. So when Talia approached me about the idea of doing this series on heart-centered communication, it was an immediate yes.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the work of the Center for Nonviolent Communication. And it's been a while since we have had the opportunity to support programs with that modality. So we got together, did some planning, and it's happening.
Excellent. And you have a reputation for doing that oh so much through the Center of Human Flourishing, because there's never a dull day. There's never a day where something almost, it seems nearly every day, something's provided through I was going to call it Davi Nakent, the Center for Human Flourishing. But as you said, in the inward growth and then that reflecting on the rest of the world. So thank you, Rita, for having a space and it's a nonprofit, I believe.
Yes, we're a nonprofit and we're at Third Street Center. So we have access to the conference rooms there.
Fantastic. Well, thank you for providing a space and for inviting people like Talia to do important work that's about inflection as well as reflection and how we communicate with ourselves and the world. Talia, we are all, and I know that Raleigh Burley, and he told me, and he, of course, couldn't be here today, but he attended the first session, which was an introduction to Activating Heart-Centered Communication. Can you tell us what that is? What is Activating Heart-Centered Communication?
Absolutely. Thank you for having us, and thank you for your introduction, Rita, as well. So when Rita approached me, we had a conversation. We had a lovely coffee chat back, I think it was back in July, and we both it was on our hearts to kind of bring people together more, and we were hearing the frustration and kind of the fatigue and stress of people, and we know we've been through a couple of global traumas now and collective crisis, and so we're always looking for ways, she and I, to connect around offering more peace and harmony in the world. And that was the seed of the conversation, and then we kind of grew from there. And so nonviolent communication is about building a self-empathy practice and about the principle of IMSA, I think I'm saying that correctly, the natural state of compassion when no violence is present in the heart. And that's from Marshall Rosenberg, who created nonviolent communication. And so that's something that I've been in the practice of and have been learning for the past few years. And it was just this natural expression from where we were to have that be kind of the heart of activating heart-centered communication. And then from there, really developing the series of three, where the first is focus from comparison to curiosity. And that's really about building that or developing or connecting into that internal compass. And then communication from conflict to cooperation, where we really bring that, the principles, into communicating with other people and releasing conflict. And then the third is impact, which is collision to compassion. So really building legacy and focusing on what our ripple is in the world, our impact, our purpose. So focus, communication, impact, it's really starting with ourselves, the others, the people in our lives, communication with ourselves, communication with people in our lives, and how that affects the world we live in.
That's fantastic. And so just again, for our listeners, that will be broken down after the introduction, which already happened earlier this month, and which Rita was present for, and I'm gonna ask you about Rita here in a minute. But coming up then again on September 29th will be Focus, Comparison to Curiosity. On October 13th, Communication, Conflict to Cooperation, and on November 10th, Impact, Collision to Compassion. And yes, again, all of those will be held at the Third Street Center right here in Carbondale. And everyone is welcome to attend.
Everyone is welcome. In fact, it's a hybrid.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
So people from anywhere can join in because we're doing Zoom as well.
And who is going to be, because there's another instructor who's in charge of Zoom, is that right?
Yes, and that's, thank you for asking.
Absolutely.
That's Letitia Adams, who is also an NVC, nonviolent communication practitioner, and she's out of New York City. And the way I met Letitia was through, she was co-hosting or co-facilitating a workshop that I did.
Okay,
so,
nice.
Yes, so she's amazing and has great insight as well.
Great. So before I ask Rita about that first session, the introduction, tell us a little bit more about your background, Talia, and your organization.
Sure. And I also wanted to just say before I forgot that the introduction was recorded.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So if you weren't able to attend, we can send that to you, and that will allow you to catch up, so you're on board with us for the other three.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for that clarification. It'll be great for people to kind of get that preview, to get a strong sense of what this group is like, and if they wish to participate in the upcoming sessions.
Yes.
So, tell us more about you, though.
So, I am a transformation and leadership coach. I do individual and group coaching, life coaching, and I also am an energetic alchemist. And so, what that means is I've been on this spiritual journey, this emotional journey, for 33 years. And it's woven through my work. I started out as a social worker many, many years ago and decided to become more of a life coach about 12 years ago. And so that journey and my work has been about turning my greatest pains into my greatest gifts and helping others to do so as well.
Okay.
And so I'm a spiritual warrior because I've been through spiritual warfare. And the emotional and spiritual journey of moving from emotional brutality to emotional freedom is the self-care marathon of my life. And it's allowed me to love myself through the peaks and valleys of life. So that being the foundation, whatever processes or modalities that come up that can support that are what really are my focus. And so nonviolent communication came in to my life in 2021, 22. Time is weird now, right? I don't know. A while ago.
Yeah. These last 4 years have kind of molded together.
It was after the major COVID stuff. And so, it must have been end of 21 because I had a near-death experience also around that time. And so really finding different ways to express myself. And I'm very familiar with my emotional landscape, but I'm always looking for other ways to express and also help others to express and build that self-trust. It's self-trust is such a beautiful foundational tool and principle that many of us, even the most successful of us, don't have. And I was just seeing that a bit ago. I'm big into movies. I'm a movie buff, love movies. And I was watching The Hollywood Reporter, and Nicole Kidman and Jen Aniston and Naomi Watts and Brie Larson, a couple other ladies, all beautiful, successful women, right, were talking about self-doubt. And how much they doubt themselves and how it's hard to say no. And so if that's the case, then is there hope for the rest of us? that self-trust thing is so, so very important because no matter what stage in life you're in, whether you're super successful or not, or what age you are, that little self-doubt comes creeping in. And that begins with that self-talk. And so really using those nonviolent communication principles to build self-trust so that we can become friends with ourselves and really be in harmony with others as well.
Right. And that's what it takes, is being in harmony with yourself in order to do that with others, and speaking kindly to yourself. I do want to ask a little bit about some examples about nonviolent communication, because it's really the first time I've heard the term, and it turns out there's this whole global community around it, a global nonprofit. But first, I just want to remind our listeners that you are tuned in to Everything Under the Sun right here on KDNK. This week, I'm your host, James Steindler, along with co-hosts Yesenia Benavides and Gus Richardson, and we are speaking with Talia Starwood of Starwood Services, who is offering Activating Heart-Centered Communication at the Third Street Center by way of the Center for Human Flourishing, and also is sponsored by Rita, Can you help me out on that? La Clinica del Pueblo.
Yes.
Gracias.
The People's Clinic. I have a very hard time getting my tongue around the Spanish.
Well, that's so really neat. And I know Gus has a question.
I do have a question.
Oh, okay. I do want to get to after Gus's question, just that it is also Spanish serving. But go ahead, Gus.
My question was, would you be comfortable sharing it with us how a traumatic experience of yours has been turned into something that's a source of power for you?
Oh my gosh, I have so many. I don't know if we have enough time. I will try to pick a short one. So, so the one I referred to previously was in December of 2021. I had a seizure and wound up having a head injury. I had repeatedly hit my head, and my arm was on baseboard heater for we think it's about 15-20 minutes. So because of that, the depth of the burn, they determined that the length of time, and I had no idea any of that had happened. So when I came to, it was the process between coming to and really understanding what had happened was months, was a long time, and healing that. And then from there, really consciously healing from the inside out, right? So I have been on a conscious path, as I've said, for a long time. But taking the pain, being in pain, physical pain, is very hard on your nervous system and your emotional system as well. And so it's hard not to get depressed, to feel hopeless or worthless, or feel like, you know, I say it like the screw it's like I'm done. I might as well just check out now, kind of a thing. So I was drawing on all my spiritual resources to get through that, right, and get to the other side. And really what it took was intention and focus and, you know, what's my impact going to be? How do I communicate myself? How do I talk to myself through this? Who do I need to talk to help me to move through this in a positive manner? And who do I want to be on the other side of this? So really understanding my place in the world, in the community, and that none of us heal alone. So I don't know if that answers your question, but those are kind of broad strokes.
I think it definitely answers my question. Okay. Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much, and thank you for that thoughtful question, Gus. So I do want to turn real quick to the fact that it's a bilingual offering. This series. So can you speak to that and how you pulled that off?
Yes, I will let Rita speak to that because she
thank
pulled
you,
it
Rita.
off.
Perfect.
I just, over the past 2-3 years, have enjoyed having a relationship with Judith Alvarez at the People's Clinic. She's an amazing, amazing woman. And so wanting to bring that community closer to the programs that we're doing. One of the things we do together is the whole food plant-based potlucks.
That's right.
And, so that's one piece, but when this came up about communication, I just felt, oh, we've got to bring the Latino community in on this. And so Judith was able to find an interpreter, and that is set up so people can have access to all this information in their native language, their mother tongue.
That's fantastic.
I really think it's going to be helpful to bring community together.
Mm-hmm. Well, and again, this nonviolent communication, the Center for Nonviolent Communication, is a multinational nonprofit, and nonviolent communication is used for personal issues, as well as office issues, as well as political issues, and it just keeps, it seems, it goes on and on as where it can be applied. So that's wonderful, and so glad that you are also incorporating the Spanish community, Spanish-speaking community, because again, this it sounds like this is being offered worldwide, so might as well offer it to the whole of our community here in the Valley. Lita, can you tell us a little bit about that first introduction?
The other wonderful thing that's happened is because it's being videoed.
Oh, that's
and,
great.
Yes. Avery Smith is a rock star, and I love him so much. He's a great AV guy out of Glenwood. If you ever need a recording, please hit him up. And he is going to be at each session, so he allows us to have the Zoom and in-person integration. So that's really great.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. So the takeaway for me in the first session was this piece about self-talk and the importance it is to, when you get up in the morning, to really make a commitment to be kind to yourself. And from that space, to be able to walk out the door and say, this is going to be a good day. And I'm going to take this energy of being kind to myself out into every interaction that I have in conversation with other people. And, you know, sometimes if you drive down 133 in the morning and there's a big backup at the roundabout, sometimes unkind thoughts and expressions come into your being, but this intent every morning is to say, I'm going to be kind to myself, and I'm going to carry that energy with me through my day and make this the best day ever.
It seems so important, and for someone who can be like somewhat unkind to himself, which I, you know, and critical, and I think everyone goes through that, that's where it starts. And like, I was really frustrated in traffic earlier today, so I appreciate that example. And, you know, but my day started a little bit with, oh, man, I could do so much better, you know, at life, at my job, and all these areas of my life. And then, yeah, and then I kind of, you know, was close to some road rage on the way here today. So it makes perfect sense that it starts with how we treat ourselves, and then that's going to go outward towards the community. We only have a few minutes left. I know that Yesenia had a question.
Yes. Could you guys give an example of a nonviolent communication?
Yes. Thank you for asking. So since Rita had just shared the piece about self-talk, NVC is just a part of this series. It's
right.
Not the entire, there's much more to it. So what Rita was referring to was we at the beginning talk about our relationship with our thoughts and our feelings. And that is also the basis of NVC. So understanding our thoughts and feelings, that's the language. This is the beautiful language of our heart that allows us to deeply connect with other people and ourselves. So understanding when I have a feeling, what it is, naming it. I mean, most of the world goes around with happy, mad, glad, sad. That's it.
Right.
That's all we know, right? And becoming more emotionally literate, which is another thing I talk a lot about, and being able to really name the feelings, and then what's the feeling under the, what's the need under the feeling? So being able to, and that's not, it's a simple process, but it's not necessarily easy. That's why it's good to have partners, people to talk to, and tools to help. So, for example, if someone's late and they're, you know, I'm about to meet them and they're late and they don't call, I might be frustrated or upset about that or worried about my next appointment or whatever that is. So if they show up and I say, your lateness is a problem, that's not expressing a feeling. Mm. That's blaming them or judging them or evaluating them for being
late.
Right. So instead, observation. I see that, you know, when we meet on Tuesdays, usually you're late.
Right.
And need feeling that frustrates me mm-hmm. because I have other things to do. I need observation, feeling, need, request. So, I need you to, if you're going to be late, to just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the request.
Right.
You know, I need to, you know, be on time for myself. So mm-hmm. this is my request.
So it's this kind of reflect, like saying what is inside of you and what your needs are rather than saying you did this.
Right.
And, right.
Rather than pointing the finger.
Okay.
Exactly. So there's processes in there, and there's this great quote, which I love, which is, if I can, maybe I don't have it in my brain at the moment. But it's about that the greatest is Krishnamurti, and he talks about observing without evaluating is the highest form of human intelligence. Yes, I do that have that in my brain.
Perfect.
It finally
lovely.
Came. Yeah, and so it's learning to pause the judgment and evaluation. That's useful at mm-hmm. certain points. But really to recognize our own needs and feelings. And then once you start doing that, you start to recognize other people's and get interested in other people's as well.
Great.
And so being able to connect at a much deeper level.
Great. Well, thank you so much again, Talia and Rita, for joining us today on Everything Under the Sun. Our time has come up. For folks who wish to find out more about Activating Heart-Centered Communication, please go to thecenterforhumanflourishing.org, where you will find a link, and you can also find a link to that recording. Everyone say, we love Katie and Kay. Please donate.
Yes, we love Katie and Kay.